The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I almost said this woman's name, but I just read the top of the email here. Don't say my name. Please don't say my name. I'm 52 years old now. In the mid-70s, our mom and dad used to party with two couples down the street. We didn't put it together until we became adults. We're talking about swinging this week. We talk about swinging every week, for that matter. My younger sister's blood type doesn't match either of our parents, so I'm pretty sure one of our neighbors is her biological father. Longtime listeners, love you guys. Signed. I'm not going to say her name.
Don't say my name.
Because I was, I think.
Then don't sign your name.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Because you're right, because her email address, right. I really doesn't say her actual name, right?
I appreciate the people who go as far as to make an entire email account that's like, don't say my name at gmail.com and then lead it off with don't say my name and then don't sign it.
Right.
That's really what you got to do if you want to be completely safe.
But she's lucky. I was about to say her name, too, until I looked at the very top of the email here and says, please don't say my name. I won't. But, yeah, we're talking about, I guess there's a story last week I read somewhere where a woman found out her dad said that you're not my biological son, because we used to have pile orgies in the living room on the shag carpeting or something like that. So, yeah, this woman here, that's, you know.
They have cool parents.
Two
neighborhood
couples,
key parties.
Two couples down the street, yeah. It was a key party there for sure, yeah.
It sucks if those are your parents and you imagining them banging the neighbors, but yeah. If you're, you know, the people that bang the neighbors.
Well, they're also, this person here, the daughter thinks her dad's one of those two other people, obviously.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
So she knows the neighbors. They probably know who they are, know their names. They probably played with their kids. Maybe their dad has a kid down the street, too.
Just had some rogue seed from the guy she'd seen mowing his lawn for her entire life.
Probably hated him. Right?
Yeah. Trick-or-treating at his house.
Exactly.
Dad?
Yeah. Yeah. And no matter, you know, there's nurture over nature, but the nature part, you can't stop and not look like people and act like people. You do certain movements. We've all done those things.
Well, at a certain point in life, you want to know medical history things.
That too, yeah.
Who you're biologically related to.
Right. Yeah, what was Mr. Johnson's blood type? You know, that kind of stuff. Mr. Johnson. Yeah, he's lived down the street.
Yeah, he got cancer. Did you hear?
Your mom loved banging him.
Is he susceptible to heart disease? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom loved banging him. I liked his wife, too. Yeah, <'cause
laughs> that's why we kept it going.
Yeah, we'll always take those emails, you know. That's, you know.
It doesn't say if they brought it up to the parents.
Not so far, but we got that email yesterday. So if you're listening, don't say my name.
Right.
First of all, thanks for listening.
I'm curious
to the show.
How they found out the blood type. Were they given blood? Did they do the 23andMe?
Yeah, you're right.
That kind of thing.
One of her sister's blood type doesn't match either of my parents. Doesn't mean because you can have the mom can give birth to her and not be the blood type, but she had blood type of one of them, right? Apparently.
I don't know.
I have no idea how. Yeah. I don't even know my own blood type.
I don't know mine either.
I don't know how that works.
I'm so stupid we don't know those.
I know I'm
the same way, puss.
Be positive.
Yeah. Just like your personality, man.
Yeah.
Because.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah. And I learned that in Pennsylvania.
I'm guessing I'm negative of some sort. You
know? When we did that. That'd
be my guess, too.
Rock and roll up your sleeve.
But you know, I've given blood before a bunch of times in my life. I never asked.
You just have to ask.
I know. I don't even think about it.
At that time, I asked, I've never been typed before. Right. Can you type it for me? And, sure. Yeah, you're B positive. Well, of course I am.
No, I asked for my blood type.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
You walk out. You're all happy that day.
See, I'd ask that, and the nurse would have jokes. And be like, well, you're kind of an ass.
Yeah.
What type am I?
That's not a blood type.
You're kind of an ass.
Kind of an ass. All right.
Yeah, I
meant my blood type.
Yeah, I can't say her name. I can't say her name, but you know who you are. We responded to that. Why'd your sister get her blood type, and how'd you know it wasn't your brother?
I mean, how did you find out you don't match?
Well, it must be something. They must have figured something out. See, they basically said, we started thinking, is that what they figured out after the blood type? Or why were mom and dad always lubed up with with neighbor Jim?
You know? Yeah, how do you know your parents' blood type, let alone yours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Yeah, it was probably just, there was moment, probably just a moment of clarity where a lot of different things all came together and they went, oh, mom and dad were swingers.
Yeah, once they got to be adults, yeah, I realized adult
like
things.
That and that and that all fit together now to say, oh, right. Ooh, okay.
Did mom cheat? No, yeah, so, that guy's wife was all, no. Right. Like, so we were all there.
It was consensual.
We didn't put it all together until we became adults, right? They probably started just thinking about stuff, you know? You know, I always imagine the door swinging closed while the kid's looking in, and it's not his dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you know, neighbor Jim and Baggy Whitey's.
Somebody's hairy ass up in the air.
About to dag. Yeah, yeah. Whatever you want to think, but that's fine.
Well, it's not going to be pretty if that door swings open.
No, not at all. Once again, they might have been swapping. It might not have been a big orgy, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll take that call. If you think your neighbor's your father.
I had to go back and find this email we got last week.
Yeah.
When was it? Friday. And this is one of those guys that actually did go as far as to make a whole email address just to email us.
Okay.
But said that
he's afraid of us blowing the cover.
Sure. Okay. You can't be too careful.
Not with us. I almost mess it up. Todd usually does all the time.
But we were talking about how
we've gotten a lot better. Though.
Yeah, you have. You much
because
better.
Of people like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is don't say my name from Eric.
We were theorizing that a lot of people that get into swinging do it early in their life. And this guy said, no, quite the opposite for him and his wife. They'd been married for 20 years before they started doing it. And they said he says they know some couples that are younger that have done okay with the lifestyle, but know a lot more younger couples that end up divorced as opposed to the ones who start it 15, 20 years into the marriage.
Oh, because they try. Oh, yeah.
Well, then you got to get on the same page later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no matter when you do it, you got to be on the same page.
If you're younger, you're probably banging hotter couples.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're leaving each other for those couples. But when you're older, you're just banging some other old lady. You don't give a crap.
Later in life,
she's nuts.
Come up with the agreement. You're tired of banging just me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me too. Let's bang other people.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I still love you and I want to live with you and be married, but let's bang other. Yeah, that's a tough sell.
I don't know. I think it does make sense that there'd be more of a foundation if you've been with somebody for that long.
And yeah, that's it. That's why. That's
and
why.
More stuff to move if you decide it's not working out.
And it's not just about to them. At that point, it's just about sex for them. Okay, yeah, I'll go bang her, but I love you, man. We're already. This is my chair, and I ain't leaving. You know,
totally.
The kids will be over next weekend. Uh-huh. We got to see the grandkids, but yeah, of course. Right. We'll tag that couple if you want.
You think that stain will dry by then?
Right. But younger couples are easily to leave, you know?
Yeah, because they're not invested.
Where would the stain be?
You know, on the couch.
I got it.
Yeah. Carpet.
Good point. Just flip the cushions. You know? Just flip the cushions.
Oh.
Or the mattress. You know, I've done that.
Put a rug over it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the younger couples might think that there's still, I don't know, hope on the horizon somewhere.
That's why. And yeah, there's jealousy involved. And one of those couples leaves the other person for the other person they're banging on the side, right?
And then ends up divorcing that person.
Right. That's right.
You know, they still got that grass is greener thing.
Right.
It's not.
No. Yeah. And the older people where the grass is grayer on the other side, you know.
Or has already started
Shave it, by the way. Just shave it at that point. Yeah.
The pubes blowing in the wind as they jump ship.
Oh, man.
The original lyrics to Bob Dylan's song.
Yeah, he changed it a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Answer my friend, are pubes blowing in the wind?